everybody. This is Brother John Rothacker. It's good to be with you once again on Truth for Today. We're going to continue our message on knowing the Lord. Question that you can ask someone, do you know the Lord? And then instruct them how, if they don't. We got to the point where we were showing people how to be born again, the pattern in the Scripture, enter into this new covenant with God. We gave you many scriptures of example and then some doctrinal scriptures in Romans and Colossians on the meaning of baptism. Here's another one we want to go over in 1 Peter now. You'll find this in the third chapter. I'll read a couple verses, 20 and 21, speaking about those that had died many years before. It says, who were once disobedient, when the patience of God kept waiting in the days of Noah during the construction of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through the water. And corresponding to that, immersion now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the flesh, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So this is an integral part of our salvation, of entering into this new covenant when it's done in faith. This birth of water and birth of the Spirit. And then Peter had said there, you remember in the first chapter, 1 Peter chapter 1, that this new birth, this being born again, is something that we experience in this life, that we must. If we're part of the new covenant, we already have. He said, therefore, you have been born again. Not are going to be, or hope to be, or will be, but you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable, but imperishable. That is, through the living and abiding Word of God. So I'd encourage you to read and study the scriptures that we've gone over. This is something you need to do. The first thing every day, to be effective in God, you need to pray. I'd encourage you to pray at least an hour a day, fast, at least a day a week. That's go without food, you can drink water. And if you'll do those two things, first thing of the day, praying, studying the Word, fasting, you'll grow fast and strong. And you'll be walking with the Lord in love and obedience, and things will just go very well for you in the Lord. Now you want to remember what Paul said in Ephesians chapter 5, where he said, you're not to be drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but to be filled with the Holy Spirit. See, you not only have received the Spirit when you enter into this new covenant, but we're told there actually is a commandment to be filled with the Spirit. And Jesus said, remember, that you can just ask. Let's look what he said here in Luke, the 11th chapter. And we'll start reading at verse 11 of Luke 11. Now, he says, suppose one of you fathers is asked by a son for a fish. I'm reading the New American Standard. Some enter in the King James says, for a loaf, that's a loaf of bread, he will not give him a stone, will he? Or for a fish, he will not give him a snake instead of a fish, will he? Or if he asks for an egg, he will not give him a scorpion, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? So it's proper, you see, to ask for the Holy Spirit. It's proper to seek to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And this you must do if you're going to be an effective witness for the Lord. Then, you see, so when you're going out witnessing to people, give them the Word of God and the power of the Spirit, and then give them your personal witness of how you came to know the Lord personally, in a very intimate, spiritual, and personal way. Now, when you're witnessing, Who are you witnessing to? Well, you're witnessing to the Lord of glory, the creator of the universe, the maker of heaven and earth, the savior of the world, the judge of all men, the one who's going to decide our eternal rewards or punishment, the one who has the power, the scripture says, to cast both soul and body in hell, or to write your name in the book of life for all eternity. I think I'll read a scripture here for you in Matthew chapter 10. Many of the things I just mentioned here, very profound truth. Jesus is speaking. And he says, do not fear those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul. But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. He's the one, you see, we must learn to fear. Now, in John's Gospel, we find some revelation that you'd need to know and understand about the Lord Jesus also. In this first chapter, I'll read a verse, the 10th. It says, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. See, we're talking about knowing the Lord. And it's throughout the scriptures. The world doesn't know him, but he made the world, praise God. He's the creator. Let's see that again given to us over here in Colossians. We're not talking about just an ordinary man. We're not talking about just a prophet. We're talking about the greatest man who ever lived, a very unique man, the Lord Jesus. In Colossians, the first chapter, it says this concerning him. Verse 15, and he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things consist or hold together. He's the one that's keeping it all together. Isn't that great? That's comforting, isn't it? Praise God. Now, how do we witness effectively? I'm going to give you a number of points, 5 points. First of all, is prayer. We must be men and women, boys and girls of prayer. We must be interceding for those that are lost, for those that we are going to witness to, those that are going to effectively respond. It's because we're praying or someone else has been praying. We must have a life of prayer. That's first, number one. The second thing, we need a plan. A plan in order to give out the words of life. We can give our testimony. We can give out tracts, pamphlets, books. We must have a plan and understand what we're going to do if we're going to be effective and be prepared and get the job done. We ought to predetermine scriptures that we're going to use, put them to memorization. We need to study perhaps questions that many people are going to have. Prepare ourselves to answer them. But we want to be able to teach all of them how to know God personally. So we need to have this plan. Then, once we understand a plan, we need to, the third point, prepare. We need to pray for our preparation. We need to then study the scriptures. We need to practice answering the questions and objections. Then we need to go obtain appropriate pamphlets or literature. Maybe you can take your personal testimony and type it out, and give it out, have it printed up as a tract. Many people do very effectively. I take long pamphlets, keep them in my pocket, and hand them out. I'm going to maybe mention a few that I found effectively through the years in sharing with others. I like personally pamphlets, little booklets, more than tracts, although they're both good, because they have a little more information in them. One of them, I can still remember, in fact, he was over in our home fellowship the other day, came to the Lord 20 years ago, my barber, as I handed him this booklet called Here's How. Here's How. It's a tremendous statement, because many times you can ask a person, do you know the Lord? And they say, well, I'm not sure, I don't know how. You can say, well, here's how, and give them a booklet. Here's how, and it'll show you how to come to know God. So an effective little booklet. And I'll give you the address here in a moment where you can get some. This same Life Messengers that publishes this has a number of other booklets that are very effective. I like to carry some with me because you have people with other problems. The Here's How booklet, by the way, is in a comic book form as well, in abbreviated form, but with pictures, excellent for children. It's called Here's Happiness. And then there's one called All or Nothing. That's a booklet that you might give to nominal Christians or people that aren't sure they're saved. What is it required to really know God? And it's a powerful word and is needed by those that maybe have been raised in a church setting where they thought all they need is mental assent or just words and not a life that really lives up to it. The booklet All or Nothing. Another booklet that you'll find interesting is it's entitled Is This Your Life? It's a testimony of General Booth, who, as you know, started the Salvation Army. He had a vision, went up to heaven, and then God showed him some things, and it's a powerful vision that he had about witnessing and what our life needs to be. You may want to read that. Then there's other booklets for special people. For instance, to Moroni with Love and Witnessing to Mormons. And there's one for Jehovah's Witnesses called Another Gospel. The Finished Wonder for Catholics. Then maybe for tracts, there's, I'll give you a name of a couple tracts where you can get some also. But first, the address. If you like some of these booklets, write to the Life Messengers, Box 1967, 1967, Seattle, Washington, Seattle, Washington, 98111. And ask them for a list of their tracts, and they'll send you some information and prices and so forth. They're not expensive. And then for tracts, one that I've liked is entitled, Are You Born Again? A very excellent tract, and it's a little more lengthy than most, and it's an excellent exposition of some truths found from the Epistle of 1 John. And you can tell yourself, are you born again? Someone can read it. This is a word that we hear all the time about being born again today. It's an excellent tract. And another one that the same group puts out, it's called the Faith, Prayer, and Tract Lead. It is The Roman Catholic Bible Has the Answer, and it's taking scriptures from the Roman Catholic Bible on different truths you'll find very effective in helping certain people. For these tracts and others, they put out a lot of tracts. Just write to them at the Faith, Prayer, and Tract Lead. Their address is simply Grand Rapids, Michigan. Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49504. Then another thing you might want to carry with you is that you can get at a number of different sources is a small copy maybe of the Gospel of John. And give people a copy of this amazing witness that John gave to us, the Gospel of John. You can get it in many different translations, and one you preferred, use a good, modern, simple translation and give someone the Word of God. These are things that you can have on hand and keep a couple in your pocket, those that you like best in witnessing and find effective with you. I like particularly that one, Here's How. So, that fourth step then, remember we're to pray, we have a plan, then we prepare ourselves. Fourth step is get these pamphlets. After we get them, and put them in our purse, put them in our coat pockets, have them with us. It's not going to do us any good, and I did this for years, of having them in a box at home. We have to take them with us, carry them, get ready. Then, of course, the fifth step, pursue. That's my five-step plan, the 5P plan. Pursue. Go get them for Jesus. Make it a daily experience as you're out in the supermarket or the gas station or somebody comes to the door. Have them there, right by the door. I've got some laying right there. Get a rack. I can remember many years ago, I had a radio in my car that had been given to me, and it was in a rack underneath the dash. Well, it got stolen, and it was another story. It was really the Lord was in it, but it turned out to be, you see, my track rack right under my dash there, and I loaded it up with these booklets. Whenever I went somewhere, someone got in the car, they were right there. So it helps to have a track rack in your car. I've always had one since, somewhere where I keep tracks, or one at your door. You can buy them from different sources, different kind of racks, or make one, or have them there at your door where they're handy when people come knocking at your door. You need to have them right there at your fingertips. In fact, I've found that the best thing maybe is to give someone something immediately. Say, here's something I want to give you. Mention about later, and then maybe ask them what they're doing. A lot of times, if you don't, it's somebody with some question or something, and they're away before you can witness. But if you give something to them first, don't have to explain it. You can do that later if you get the chance. If you don't, they've got it, and they go on their way. They've got some words of life that they can read in the privacy of their own home or wherever they are that'll help them. Remember, the scripture says that he that winneth souls is wise, Proverbs 11:30. And then Daniel had a wonderful thing to say, too, about the wise. You'll find it in his last chapter here. I'll leaf over to it. In the 12th chapter, he said, those that are wise or have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven. And those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. Jesus said in Acts the first chapter, eighth verse, he said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall be witnesses unto me. Witnesses unto Jesus. We're Jesus witnesses. And if you'll read the book of Acts with that in mind, you'll see continually it mentions that the disciples, the apostles, gave witness to Jesus and the resurrection. Now it's important that we have right attitudes also. And I'd like to turn over here to Philippians to show what the attitude of the Lord Jesus was. For this is the attitude that we're supposed to have. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 3. He says, do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, And a lot of people, their attitudes are wrong when they even attempt to witness. You can tell it when they testify. But this is the attitude we're to have. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, let each of you regard one another as more important, or literally above, hold someone above yourself. Do not merely look out for your own personal interests, but also for the interests of others. That's certainly what we're doing when we're witnessing, isn't it? Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Well, that's the attitude that was in Christ, and that's the attitude that's to be in us. Humility without boasting. And Jesus was like that, wasn't he? And because of that, God did exalt him in due season. We are to be obedient, even to the point of death. And then we are going to rule and reign with him when he comes. Well, I hope that these points and suggestions have helped you in your witness for the Lord. He's called us to be witnesses. He's given us the ministry of reconciliation, to reconcile the lost, those separated from God, to God, that they can become friends of God, God's children. We have this ministry. We are to come to know the Lord ourselves and then to go on knowing the Lord. That was Paul's quest, his prayer, as he, oh, that I might know him. And so it's not just for personal perfection, although this is a worthy goal and we're to strive for perfection. We're to strive and press on to be holy, that we might see him someday. For without holiness no man shall see the Lord. But the quest is to introduce people to the Lord personally, that they might come to know him, and then once they come to know him, to continue to know him more and more. This is to be our pursuit. It's to come to have that personal relationship with God, with the Lord Jesus, his Son, with the Holy Spirit. We're to that great apostolic benediction of the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the communion, that fellowship of the Holy Spirit also would be with us. This intimacy with God, that's God's desire for every human being. It says God's will is that none should perish, but that all should come unto repentance. So I've given you a plan of how to witness. What the scripture says, we are to instruct people to know the Lord. The words are literally given, both in Jeremiah 31 and Hebrews chapter 8, instructing people how they can come to know the Lord. Powerful question to ask someone. Do you know the Lord? And then be able to show them how. 5 steps I gave you. First, prayer. Most important for our own personal lives and to become effective Christian witnesses. Second, have a plan. Think about it. Write it down. Know what you're going to do. Prepare yourself is the third step then. After you Write out your plan, what you're going to use, what you're going to do, scriptures you're going to use. Prepare. After you've done prayer and you've planned and you've prepared, get yourself some pamphlets. Get yourself some literature. Take it with you wherever you go. Then the fifth thing is, go get them. Pursue. Be a witness. Now, there are some ways that, or things that cause people to be failures. Number one, you might say, is fear of man. And through your prayer and fasting, you'll get more of the fear of God, and you'll come to know God more and have more of His mercy and grace and knowledge, and that will decrease. Another reason people fail is because they have a fear of failure. But if you know you're this plan, you're prepared, this is going to help you. You have to know what you're going to do. Of course, there's always another one, lack of commitment. We need to be committed. Jesus said we're not to be lukewarm. He'd word that we'd be either hot or cold, but not lukewarm. Another reason people don't witness, they don't know how. That's why we're going over some things with you, so that you will know. Another reason some don't witness is they're unprepared. Many times I know I failed because I was unprepared. I wasn't able to give something to someone when I could have. I'm sure you've all had that experience. We need to prepare ahead of time. We don't know what a day shall bring forth. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the waters. You'll not know what it's going to bring forth. And what a wonderful opportunity we have at times. And it may only come that way once. And so we need to be prepared. Well, I hope these points have helped you, and the information where you can get some good literature. I know it's been a blessing to me, and I'm sure it will be to you. Let's pray, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, how wonderful it is that we know You. That we've come to a personal relationship with You, that we know You because others have witnessed to us, others have prayed for us, others have prepared themselves to share with us. And Lord, we want to be faithful that we might be instruments in Your hands to witness to others, that we might be effective and responsible citizens of Your kingdom, that we can share this wonderful good news of Jesus' love, how He came and died for our sins according to the Scriptures and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and we can come to know Him. Father, we pray that You will make us effective, zealous, determined, committed witnesses. Fill us with Your Spirit afresh, we pray. Anoint us with a love and a zeal and a humility and the grace. And yes, forgive us of our sins by Thy mercy, that we might go forth effectively, joyfully, winning souls, that we might be truly wise, redeeming the time, for the days are evil. We ask these things, Heavenly Father, all through the name of Thy Son, the Lord Jesus, and in the power of the Holy Spirit, with great joy and thanksgiving. Amen. Well, it's been good to share these thoughts with you. If you'd like to write to me, it's John Rothacker at John Rothacker Ministries, Box 3219, 3219, Columbus, Ohio, 43210. God bless you. Until we meet again, have a good day in the Lord Jesus.